USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is praising the U.S. military as it takes on a new fight against the coronavirus.
In recent months, our nation and the world have been engaged in a new form of battle against an invisible enemy.
Speaking at Fort McHenry National Monument in Baltimore, the president also praised service members for their actions during the pandemic. As you prepare for that Memorial Day cookout with your family and friends, Nicholas Bertram, president of Giant Food Stores, talks about food shortages and what you can expect at supermarkets with ABC's Good Morning America.
I would say that what we're seeing is continued improvement week over week. You know, the entire American food supply chain has been hustling and working very hard to make sure that there's more availability. And we're starting to see that. We're seeing it on the side counters in the meat departments and our fresh meat cases.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.